Listen, I've got 10 minutes left on my work lunch, but I have to put this episode out right now. Right? I have so many feelings, and my heart goes out to the students, the friends, the family. I'm getting just like the initial feeling of chills just even talking about this to those in the MSU community. I was following this all night last night. I stayed up and listened to all three pressers. The one that they had at 11, the one they had at 12:30, where they announced that the shooter, the suspect, had died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And then the 1:30 a.m. presser as well. Could not fall asleep after that for the life of me. Just gut-wrenching. Gut-wrenching was the word that I had used, and really sick to my stomach. Listened to the 8 o'clock one this morning where they released the name of the shooter and everything. What astonishes me, I understand the media is just trying to do their job and to get as many answers and as much information as possible, but you know, they kept saying at the start of all the press conferences that it's an evolving situation. A lot of information is going to continue to come to light through the investigation, active, ongoing. But the question that kept bothering me was about motive. And of course, because the suspect shot themselves and passed away, we know that that's going to take a lot of time. And so I think the question is stupid, if you ask me at this point, because no one is going to immediately know what the motive is. And, you know, they haven't even said this, but we may never know what the motive is. Because the shooter killed himself, it's possible we may never actually truly know what the motive was. A 43-year-old male who had zero connection to the university, not a former or current student, faculty member, or staff member. And so it's just unknown, right? And I think for me, where it weighs so heavy, you all know me, I'm a huge University of Michigan fan, and typically I would shit on Michigan State. But when it hits so close to home like this, I think that's where it weighs even heavier. And it's not to say that there isn't an effect when it happens elsewhere across the country, but when it starts to get closer and closer to home, I think that's why it starts to weigh heavier and heavier and heavier as that does get closer and as that does approach and everything. Again, this will be very short, but the other thing I just want to quick add is it bothered me at the 8 o'clock press conference this morning when the governor and the state rep kept calling them kids and saying, you know, this is our kids in school and school shootings. And I disagree. These are not kids. These are not kids the way that I would think about kids when you use that term. These are adults. These were college students. These were adults getting an education. Both are very tragic scenarios and both hold heavy weight, but I don't feel like you can compare what they were calling a quote-unquote school shooting. This is a university. This is massive. And these aren't kids. These are adults. These are people who had lives. These are people who have a little bit of different development and know what to do in that sort of situation. Three lives lost. Five in the hospital. From what I last heard this morning, I don't know if anything has changed, but just wanted to share my thoughts here. And I hope we can all move forward and heal together. Talk to you all on Monday.